Sokala Duma Radio.
Another week, another big interview. This one is brought to you by Puma. Hello and welcome. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and in this episode of the big interview, we are speaking to a Mamelodi Sundowns superstar. He's also made his breakthrough at Bafana Bafana. That is none other than Themba Zwane. We speak to him about his current form, his goal scoring and assisting input, and at large, the chances of winning the title by Mamelodi Sundowns. But before we get to that conversation, I need to tell you about the experience that I had at the Puma store in Century City. And once again, a very big thank you and a shout out to the people that worked there for the wonderful experience that a colleague and I had when we went there to visit the store and to finally see the future boot that has been worn by superstars in the world of football, such as Antoine Griezmann, Adam Lallana, Marco Reus, Marco Arnautovic, Themba Zwane, and of course We went there and we enjoyed ourselves. The boot is available at Puma stores and participating retailers nationwide for 3,499 rands. You buy the boots and receive an Evo Knit shirt, Evo Knit shorts, socks, a three-quarter base layer, and a backpack worth 4,299 rands while stocks last. Enjoy the episode.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Right, I'm now joined on the line by Mamelodi Sundowns star player. He's a winger for Mamelodi Sundowns and Bafana Bafana, Themba Zwane, marauding forward with his runs and assists. That's how he has been doing for the past two seasons, doing excellently. He's been obviously in the PSL for longer than that, but he's been in excellent form over the past two or three seasons. Themba, we thank you very much for joining us on Sokala Duma Radio. How's it going, sir?
Thanks a lot for having me today.
Yeah, well, as an ambassador, or is one of the players that has got the opportunity to play in the future Puma future boot, how has it been for you so far? How has the boot felt for you so far?
Yeah, it is a new model that we obviously not used before. It took me a while. However, now I'm enjoying it. No doubt that it will take my game to the next level.
And I can certainly see, I saw personally that you enjoyed it. Because your performance against AmaZulu in that 3-1 with you two assists coming from yourself, it was an awesome performance. You could tell that you are comfortable in the boot or the gear, the footwear that you are wearing.
Yeah, I am comfortable because it helps me with the balance, technique, yeah.
All right, and also it helps with the acceleration as well. You seemed to be running faster than the AmaZulu players. Would you say that the advantage comes from the boots?
Yeah, I can say that because, as I said, it's comfortable. It helps me with the balance, with the turn in between the players. And, obviously, I can say with the pace because it's very light.
All right, and then looking at how you guys have done, Mamelodi Sundowns, Percy Tau and yourself included, and some of your teammates as well, there's something that has been intriguing. It's like a sideshow. The show is you guys playing and winning, but there is a sideshow that is entertaining to me personally, and that is you guys dancing. I want to know who is the conductor of the dances. In training, do you guys have a choreographer? Have you hired Somi Zimhlongo to help you with the celebrations?
Yeah, to be honest, all the celebration and the stuff and the other stuff is Casey. Casey is coming with the old stuff, and he is the one who conducts us at training. then we move obviously when he's going to be doing it.
But you guys must have looked at him very funny though when you first came up with these celebrations. I mean, they look nice. It's not something that is done all the time. People don't dance like you guys dance, and the basketball dance as well. But it's certainly a very nice addition to the PSL spectacle. That is the previous match that you played, the most recent match that you played in the CAF Champions League against in Rwanda against Rayon Sport. There was an incident there that relates to you guys being deprived of training facilities. You guys got to training before the game, but the lights were switched off. And Pizzo Mesimane has had words to say about that, as one would imagine. What was your take on the whole thing that played out? What happened, and what was your take? Did you guys feel better afterwards? Did it affect the fact that you guys had a 0-0 scoreline in the next day?
Yeah, us personally, we know how our African have experience. Yeah, when we try to prepare ourselves, they like to switch off, and we still with the coach try to talk to them. They like to come on. Then after 2 minutes, they switch off. They switch off again. Then we had to finish the training. As we're about to leave the training, we like to switch off again. It was fun, but the. As I said, we're professional enough and we have experience. We know things like this happen, especially when we play Champions League, they are tricks. But it didn't affect us that much because we were focused enough. We did talk about this as a team, that we need to focus the way we have started. So I think personally as a team, we did well. We tried some chances, but we didn't take our chances. And the good thing that we didn't concede the goal. Obviously, when they come this side, we need to make sure that we score 2 or 3 goals, then we win the game.
All right, you sound like a person that has been informed by the technical staff and perhaps the owner, Patrice Motsepe, that this is the ultimate. I know that the whole football world knows in South Africa that this has been a priority for the CAF Champions League, has been a priority for Patrice Motsepe since he acquired Mamelodi Sundowns, and you guys reached that pinnacle when you guys won it around 2 years ago. Has it been the same sort of mentality, the same sort of brief again, that you go out there and you win it this time around again?
Yeah, you know, sometimes the big team, each and every cup is a first priority. And go back to Champions League, yeah, it's our first priority because we want to have that feeling, like to win the Champions League. It's a very good feeling to win the Champions League. And to play in the Champions League, you learn a lot. You learn a lot from opponents. You learn a lot from other teams, how they do things. And it's a great feeling. And for now, we want to call all out to win the Champions
League. And in going all out and pursuing the Champions League, and that is noble. I'm happy as a South African fan of football that a South African team is searching for that victory in the CAF Champions League. That makes me very happy. But there is a downside to it. That do you think that it would be a reason why teams like Orlando Pirates, teams like Free State Stars are able to close a gap that was once maybe 8 or 9 points to now 6 and 5 points? Would it have that negative impact in the league?
No, I don't think so. Because if you check, there are new players came to the team to come and help us so that we can share the load. I think we have enough depth to manage our games and to give the performance to win all the cup and do well in Champions League, even the league and the Nations Cup. So I think we have enough depth to do that because we have many quality players that they can play.
And talking about depth as well, you've mentioned this in the media recently, the competition for places, the players that you're talking about that have come into the team, your Gaston Serinos, your Jeremy Brockies, and players such as Manyisa and Lebese that have recently joined at the beginning of the season. For you, though, what does it mean? Does it mean you up your game, you have to score more? Does it make you lose sleep over the fact that now there were 2 wingers, now they're like, there are 4 wing players? Does it worry you?
Honestly, it doesn't worry me, but it makes me to up my game, to score more goals, to create more goals, and to be consistent, you know? And obviously, when I'm consistent, I got chances to play for the national team as well.
We take a break now to hear from Tsepo Mashishi. Tsepo is a Puma Regional Marketing Manager to tell us about the players that suit the future boot and what makes the boot so attractive. We believe there are other superstars that will be wearing this boot, and some of them have worn the boot. Tell us more about those players a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I could go locally, you know, just to emphasize. I mean, we've got players like Mpumagola, Temikosi Lodge at Pirates, at Sundowns, there's Temba Zwane, there's Percy Tau, there's George Olivesi playing in the boot. So, I mean, these are skillful players, you know, who were selected very, very carefully to fit in with this boot. You know, we didn't just make random calls to say, okay, let me put this player on this boot. Not to say other players that wear other boots that are Puma are not skillful, but I mean, this one is a special boot that needs to be worn by special players. So I think we've done a very good job in there. And then obviously overseas, you'll see Michael Rose playing in this boot. You'll see special players that are wearing this boot all the time. So it's a boot for all skillful players.
Mm. And lastly, when you, from just a human being perspective, a male that loves good things, when you look at the boot, what is it about it that jumps out to you in terms of how it looks?
Okay, I mean the color is out there. I mean, the color that they have selected for this new launched boot, it's very aggressive. You know, it's a color that's going to be enjoyed by all the players. You know, as you know, most of the players have done away with wearing black boots. You know, very, very few players still want to wear boots that are black. So most of the players that are playing nowadays, they want to wear colorful boots that are very aggressive, that are very, very beautiful. And I'm sure you'll agree with me that this new Puma boot, you know, as soon as you see it, it appeals to your eye. It's very, very eye-catching, you know, and it stands out from the crowd. So, yeah, I think we've met that demand for more players.
Thank you very much, Sepo. Now back to the interview with Temba Zwane.
You play well for Mamelodi Sundowns consistently. You play for the national team. However, with so many competitions, the Nedbank Cup, which your next fixture is against ECBs, the CAF Champions League and the PSL, means that sometimes Temba Zwane will have to sit out some games. Is that a reality that you accept for yourself? That are you that kind of player that says, you know what, I accept that I don't have to play against ECBs because I will play in the PSL, in the EPSA Premiership, or I will play in the CAF Champions League? Does it sit well with you that some games you won't be able to play?
To be honest, as a player, you want to play all the games. Mm. But sometimes it's not possible, because when the technical team address you and tell you that, you know, we're managing our games, and they don't want people to get tired when the games go on, so we need to share the load. That's why they bring the new players. So obviously I'm taking it as a professional player. I accept it, you know.
Mm. Let's speak to the title a little bit. Orlando Pirates, Kaizer Chiefs recently played their derby. They cancelled each other out somewhat, in the sense that the one that lost looks now like they are unlikely to win the league or to even challenge Mamelodi Sundowns. And the one that won that derby, that is Orlando Pirates, looks now the likeliest if anything were to happen or a slip-up were to happen. Let's speak Pirates, let's speak Free State Stars, because those are your closest rivals. Any fears there, any concerns there? When you look at their form, what do you say to yourself, amongst yourselves as a team?
Yeah, all I can say is that they are doing well for themselves. They are on form, both teams, yeah, and they are closer. But I can say the same thing as us. We're doing well, we're on form, we're scoring goals. And yeah, everything is on us now. I think we are the one who's going to win the league. We are the one who's going to leave it, if we want to leave it. Everything is on our hands now.
I'm not sure if I got you correctly there. Can you please say that again?
I'm saying we are the one who are in charge, to be honest, because what we're focusing on is winning all our games.
I got the part about being in charge, but I want you to repeat the part about winning the league.
Yeah, I'm saying that we are the one who need to be consistent so that we can win the league and win all our games. Obviously, if we win all our games, we win the league.
And in your hearts of hearts, as Temba Zwane, you believe that you will win the league?
Yeah, we're going to do well and we win the league.
Right, that sounds confident enough then. Talking about your personal form now, last season you scored 8 goals and you helped out with 1 assist, give or take. At this point, that means you were involved in 9 goals. This season, at this point, You helped out with 4 goals and helped out with 5 assists. You are directly involved in 9 goals that Mamelodi Sundowns have scored this season. Is that you progressing? What helped your game in terms of now helping others score more than you were doing last season? Is that your game evolving? Who has been pivotal in helping that change this season?
Yeah, as we check when we play our combination there in front, we understand each other. I think even that helped my game to grow up, you know. And personally, this season, last season, and compared with this season, I need to score more goals. Mm. Yes, I'm creating goals, and but I need to score more goals. That's how I see it, you know. And I need to give more whenever I get the chance to give 100%. And yeah, that's all I'm doing at the moment.
But it looks like you are helping out more in terms of assists, which is a good thing because people are scoring because of you. Even though you are now at 4 goals, last season you ended up at 8 goals, you still have the opportunity to increase that 4-goal tally. I want to go back to the scoring of the goals. According to what I'm looking at in front of me, your last goal that you scored was on the 16th of December against in 2017 against Bloemfontein Celtic in a 4-1 match. You guys won 4-1 there, Mamelodi Sundowns, that is. Is it a concern for you that we are going into 3-4 months without you scoring a goal?
It's a concern. It's a concern a lot because if you check, not like I'm not getting chances. I'm getting chances. It's just a matter of taking right position inside the box, you know. And all that it comes with the confidence. I need to have the confidence enough to be in charge and take the opportunity that I got. And I need to practice more in training. And doing a lot of shooting, you know, pick a spot, take my time. I need to have that 1 second in the box and pick the spot. Yeah, that's all I need to improve on.
And it seems like you feel at home at the moment at Mamelodi Sundowns in that you've extended your contract with them by 3 years earlier this year or late last year. Before that point, though, there was a lot of speculation about Themba Zwane moving to this team, Chiefs, Paris, or overseas. At that point, where you hadn't extended your contract at Mamelodi Sundowns, was it more of you considering other options? Could you share the light in terms of how close were you to getting out of Sundowns around that period?
Yeah, what happened is that we were still negotiating then, but there were no team that approached me that they wanted me. Mm-hmm. I just also hear like other people in the news that they so and so they want to, but no one approached me. But me and Sundowns, we were still negotiating. Mm-hmm. We were not agreeing with terms, but at the end of the day, we did agree with them. Then I was happy with what they gave me. Then I decided to stay.
All right. And in we are about to wrap up this chat, and I'm enjoying it. And we thank you very much for accepting to speak to us. Couple of questions that I still want to pursue with you. Mamelodi Sundowns, you are Themba Zwane, as you are a symbol of a Sundowns that is turning out differently to a Sundowns that we once saw earlier in the decade, in the 2010s, 2011s, 2012s. What I mean by that is that at some point, Mamelodi Sundowns were very keen on signing ready-made players. However, the likes of yourself, Mucheka Modisha, Percy Tau, and other youngsters as well that have come through the ranks at Mamelodi Sundowns symbolizes that the team is changing. It's the way in which it does business. It still buys big name players like Jeremy Brocky and George Libisi from other teams. But as a father, if you were to advise your child, would you say that they need to go to Sundowns because it gives a chance to younger kids than it used to do 10 years ago?
Yeah, I think I can advise my child to go there, or any child to go there, because Sundowns is a good team. Sundowns, when you are a player, you will grow. As a player, you learn a lot. we learn a lot from them, because if you check, they always advise us to watch Europe football. If you play right wing, they advise you to watch maybe players like Marco Reus, you know, Ruggeri, so that you can check how they play, how when they lose the ball, how they organize themselves, you know.
And
yeah, also, I think.
Yeah, you can continue.
Yeah, I think sometimes the team that the youngsters need to go to, because chances of winning the cups, chances of winning, you know, things as a player, you need to be there.
And think about this: Percy Tau, Themba Zwane, Jeremy Brocky, Sibusiso Vilakazi, Dennis Onyango, Kennedy Mwene, and Razak Brima. You know, international goalkeepers. Everywhere you look at Mamelodi Sundowns, they are internationals and they are very good players. As someone that grew up watching the PSL, would it be fair to say this is the best assembled Sundowns team ever?
Yeah, I can say that. I can say that, because if you check, you won the league, you won the Champions League, you know. Because if you check, it's been a while team from Africa to win the Champions League. So we did win it, and we're still playing the Champions League again. We got a chance to do well and win it.
All right, and last one from me. We failed to qualify for Russia. That is Bafana Bafana World Cup. You've heard your say about that and the sadness that you felt because you were part of the team. Let's look forward now to Cameroon 2019. Let's look forward to the qualifiers. What role does Themba Zwane sees himself playing in Bafana Bafana? And do you think there's a realistic chance of Bafana Bafana qualifying for 2019?
Yeah, I think we have. Because of the squad that we have too many quality players. Even the players that play overseas, they are experienced enough to also take us there. Even the local players, we have the experience to go there and play. And if you check out the quality is enough for us to go there and play and raise the South African flag high.
Alright, that is Themba Zwane. He's the star midfielder for Mamelodi Sundowns. You will catch him in the Absa Premiership assisting or scoring. We thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you. Sokala Duma
Radio. Thank you very much for listening to the big interview brought to you by Puma. And that was a conversation with Mamelodi Sundowns' very own Themba Zwane. I hope you enjoyed it. For more of these episodes, tune in next week.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.